code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of July 2012. As always, I advise newcomers to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and help themselves to the free audios that are there for download. There's a lot of them there, over 1,000, and you'll start to understand the system, the basic system we're all living through that was on the go long before you were even born, because we live through a planned society, a planned future, and today was planned a long time ago. Everything's happening this year was planned a long time ago. Everything on a major scale, that is, and that's how the world is really run. It's run the same way that big businesses plan their future, and here we are going through the biggest changes of all time since at least the Industrial Revolution, when they got all the people off the farms, small holdings, and pushed them into the cities to be workers for the industrial era. And that's how it was likened to 20-odd years ago by Mr. Rockefeller himself. That's what he said about this particular time they're coming through. Of course, too, they've also altered the cultures of the people, made them all interdependent. They've made them think that internationalism is the way to go. The children have been steeped in it at school, and they're all ready for it, too. Jack Satali and others have written books about it, the United Nations, where they say that the next executive will be a nomad who travels across the world, city to city, and he'll have no permanent home. And these are the lucky ones. It says the next boat people will be the American people looking for work abroad. So we're at that stage today. And meanwhile, your governments are all across the Western world are all ready for riots and everything else as they bring down the welfare state. They help carefully build up to bring in multiculturalism and new immigration, etc., to destroy the old cultures. Very clever, and in the works for an awful long time, as I say. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can purchase the books and discs I have at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use personal checks, or you can use international postal money orders from the post office, or you can send cash, or use PayPal. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. But I don't bring on advertisers who are guests or pretend they're specialists and really just push, after scaring you, they push all the different things they're going to save yourself. So it's up to you to keep it going. Remember, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome at this time because we're going through a higher inflation in Canada than they are in the States so far. The States still has to come up to Canada's level of austerity and high prices. But that will happen. And the way things are going, as I see even in today's news, they're getting ready for all of that happening in the U.S. We live through a planned agenda, a script, as I say, a script drafted up well over 100 years ago by the richest people on the planet in London. And their sons worked with this organization, too, and her family, to create the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They drafted up the plans for an integrated world society by first uniting whole blocks of countries together into trading blocks under free trade, and then standardizing a system which they call democracy. They have two versions of democracy, one for the public, who are gullible, and one for themselves, which is rather fascist than in reality, and that's where we are today. But unfortunately, they've also had 100 years to work on the minds of everyone, primarily through schools, generation by generation, and then the culture industry, of course, is a big part of it, to bring us down to our knees, in a sense, because we're basically degenerate now. Things are happening today in first world countries that you would even imagine happening in a third world country even 50 years ago. We're brought down to barbarianism, in a sense, and that was all by design as well. Destroy all the old values, all the old culture, the cohesiveness to get people together as a culture, and you've got them at your mercy. You know, international and global, and you can be dominated easily. Back with more after this break.
Freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the Freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back for Cutting Through the Matrix. It's amazing, really, to have known this kind of information for a long, long time, many, many years ago, because, as I say, I watched the amalgamation of Europe, and the amalgamation went on for many, many, many years. The prime ministers always denied they were amalgamating the countries. It was just to do with free trade and some economic things that was that they were told. And then you go into the history, which they published once it was all completed and once they have this European Union Parliament up and running, the super parliament, which is non-democratic. They released the facts about it, how they, in 1948, every bureaucracy that signed on to it across Europe worked with each other, amalgamating all the laws, regulations, and even currencies, and the standardization ready for the amalgamation, but the public were not to be told until it was complete. That's what you live in, utter secrecy. At the bottom level, in every country, the public haven't a clue, of what's ever really, really happening about anything. Bertrand Russell talked about a superclass, remember? Those that would be the world managers. And how eventually they become a different species because they were living in a different reality at the top, according to what they're given at the bottom. And we truly are in it today. We're living under a superclass, you know, of those in the know, and those who are the doers and the movers and the shakers of it all, the technocrats. And then you have the media keeping us dumb and stupid down below that just points to today's news. Oh, look what's happening today. Then they give you some dumb reason for it that's got nothing to do with reality. That's how we're managed today, and it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Last week I mentioned two that in the PSYOPs article, that pretty well all your news today, almost all of your news, is given via government and government agencies through their public relations or propaganda departments and handed right out into the media that then put their own names on it and print it in your papers for you. That's your standardized reality for you at the bottom. And that goes across the world. Same stuff. It's on everywhere. So it's hard to get reality anymore. And when you do get a little bit of something happening, you have to find out for yourself, just using your rationality to figure out why things are happening. But for years they talked about globalism. That was a mantra through the 80s into the 90s. And when we had Gulf War I, suddenly we were all fighting again somewhere in the Middle East in Gulf War I. And America put up the flags once more, and suddenly you were all nationalistic again. And everybody else was too. And since then, we've got a schizophrenic attitude. We're global, but we're also national. And you've got to get the troops joining, you guys to join the military. Years ago, the Council on Foreign Relations, many years ago, had articles in their own magazine, Foreign Affairs, of how to get a global army together, because it'd be hard to make them patriotic for this vague thing called the world. And they had all different ideas about it, but eventually they said what they would do would be to train more and more special force groups, small groups, and then those guys would be well-paid compared to the average trooper, and they'd also be encouraged to go into the world's private armies. That's already happened too, you see. So these guys think of everything, because they have to. After all, they're planning the future right up until for the next 1,000 years or more. Their future, as we die off, and so on. Anyway, it says here, U.S. security agents are to be based at Heathrow and some other U.K. airports for the duration of the Olympic Games, according to Sky sources. So, here's a TSA now in Britain. She's called TSA International. The Department of Transport has reached an agreement with the Transport Security Administration for specialist agents to be based at several UK airports. These guys are the ones that can actually read and write, the special ones that they're taking for this. They will arrive 1 week before the Olympics and leave around a week after the end of the Paralympics. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White said it's an added security layer that's been done to help boost and aid the American airlines in particular that fly in and out of the likes of Heathrow and other airports. Nonetheless, it's a very unusual occurrence and is significant, and that's all we'll get told about it. That's good enough for the general public. So TSA Inc. International is spreading its wings, you might say. Now, part of the old plan, which is still working, so there's only been one plan, you see, one agenda by the same people. And they started up the whole idea of globalism using Britain and the British Empire. And believe you me, the Empire is still there. They call it the Commonwealth now. It sounds softer. But it's actually an empire. They would use that empire and build on it, bring countries in on it, and would even invade countries and set up their own institutions, just as they're doing with the US and Britain and Iraq and elsewhere, and would put puppet governments in and train them for a generation until they would adopt the same system that we have. That's free trade, the same corrupt system of payoffs and masonry and all the rest of it for the guys and bureaucrats and bureaucracy. And only then would they pull out of those countries once they knew they were on board with the world agenda. That was the idea after World War II. But they're still doing it today, of course, and that is the same agenda that the U.S. is doing in the Middle East, because Britain handed the torch over, as Kipling said, to the U.S., and they would finance it, supply the troops and the taxes and all the rest of it to carry it on. It's too much for Britain itself, because we were already raped and plundered after centuries of war after the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England. And it says here, this other article, to do with amalgamating countries, not just the whole of Europe, but the Far East was to be done too through the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Institute for Pacific Relations, they called it, the department that worked on that. Every Prime Minister of Australia and New Zealand has been a member of that for 100 years. It says a shared Australian New Zealand currency would boost productivity. Now, you see what's happening in Europe with the euro. Everybody's bailing out everybody else forever and ever and ever. Amen. So it's so great there, right? They're going to do the same thing with Australia and New Zealand and a few other countries as well. These guys don't stop because, after all, it's the only agenda that they have. So it says a single currency for Australia and New Zealand would promote competition. Well, how would it promote competition? Between whom? And could help boost productivity, you see, according to New Zealand's central bank. See, the central banks were the way that the Milner Group, that became the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they're all bankers. They said through the central banks, they would amalgamate all the countries. And then they would do all the bookwork for the country's expenditures. Not the nation, but this international body. That's what you have in Europe now, with the Bank for International Settlements doing the bookkeeping. That's what it's all about. It says both countries are under pressure to unlock productivity gains because of the relative strength of the respective currencies as the global economy deals with the continuing fallout from the financial crisis. Reserve Bank of New Zealand says moving to a single currency with Australia might, I love their guarantees, might produce efficiency gains, which could stimulate, and also means it could not, right, and investment between the two countries. Currency union could also expose domestic producers to more competition and thereby increase productivity and encourage more cross-border financial diversification. Well, they've got enough cross-border financial diversification because the guys from India and elsewhere are bringing their own teams over for work and mining and all that. So the bank has said in a submission to an inquiry into closer economic relations between the two countries. However, it warns that there would need to be a strong trans-Tasman safeguards put in place to avoid a repeat of the problems faced by the European Union. Well, if you want to believe that, you can avoid that. You're a gum tree. Since Australia's economy is around five times larger than New Zealand's, New Zealand would inevitably be a minority partner in a trans-Tasman union, the bank said. Institutional arrangements would therefore need to be designed to help safeguard New Zealand's interests. Well, they're going to demolish New Zealand. There's an awful lot of foreigners want to buy it over, you know, just like parts of Greece. What they're doing right now, they've got their eye on New Zealand. Nice place to live, actually, nice climate. An important downside of adopting a common currency is a loss of independent monetary policy to manage domestic inflation that differs from inflation in other member countries, or to respond to shocks to which other members are not exposed. In other words, when one goes down, you all go down. You know, one for all for one idea. And if you can't have control over your own nation's currency, then, believe you me, somebody else does it, and they will bring you to the rock bottom. Also, in Australia, Gillard says the story she tried to kill, I'll put this up tonight as well, because, I mean, she used to be involved with a big union fraudster. This is a fact, she was. His name was Bruce Wilson. A lot of money went missing, etc. They were buying homes and all the rest of it, and that Gillard was involved with this guy big time. And it's come out, and she really got really, really furious about it when the story came out to the press. That's why she's trying to pass all these bills to basically curtail all the press. It's one of the main reasons. So I'll put this up tonight. It's quite an interesting article, and how she's come down on all the TV stations and journalists that will even mention this particular story. But important to know when if your prime minister was involved basically in a mafia, isn't it? I would think so. And here's another one too. Government unveils huge wish list of new surveillance powers, and this is also to do with Australia. This is the Attorney General's Department has unveiled proposals for a massive expansion of intelligence gathering powers, including data retention, the surveillance of Twitter accounts, forcing people to give up computer passwords, ASIO stop and search powers, government authority to direct telecommunication companies about infrastructure, and the power for ASIO to plant or destroy information on computers. For those who don't know it, we're getting the same thing done in Canada and the States. Certain people are getting selected, and you know darn well when they're into your computer, and they'll start crashing it for you, or just information just disappears. And it's because of the military, we're getting permission in the U.S. to do this, with Canada's involvement, of course. Anyway, it says the proposals are outlined in a discussion paper provided for a major national security inquiry by Parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security announced yesterday. That'll go up tonight through these links at cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the end of the broadcast. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're talking about matrix physics. If you live in a matrix where you get crumbs thrown at you, they're always distorted, of course, because you have to make sense of it for yourselves and start thinking for yourselves. Don't expect anybody else to do it for you. In Cairo, protesters threw tomatoes and shoes at the U.S. because you've got bad shoes. A U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's motorcade on Sunday during the first visit to Egypt since election of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. A tomato struck an Egyptian official in the face and shoes and a water bottle landed near the armored cars carrying Clinton's delegation in the port city of Alexandria. A senior State Department official said that neither Clinton nor her vehicle, which were around the corner from the incident, were struck by any of the projectiles. The protesters chanted Monica, Monica, a reference to former President Bill Clinton's extramarital affair. That was one of them. Some chanted Leave Clinton and Egyptian security officials, so they said. Anyway, that's what it was. It's not clear who the protesters were. Of course it is. You know who they are or what political affiliations they had. Protesters outside Clinton's hotel on Saturday night chanted anti-Islamist slogans, accusing the U.S. of backing the Muslim Brotherhood's rise to power. They know better over there what's going on than we get told through the nonsense here. The assault on her motorcade came on the day when Clinton spoke at the newly reopened U.S. consulate in Alexandria, addressing accusations the U.S., which has long supported former President Hosni Mubarak, of backing one faction or another in Egypt following his ouster last year. I want to be clear that the U.S. is not in the business in Egypt of choosing winners and losers, and even if we could, which of course we cannot, Clinton said, well, of course they do. they fund them, they arm them, and they send them in. It's been well understood. Clinton also met the country's top general field marshal, Hussein Tantawi, on Sunday to discuss Egypt's turbulent democratic transition as the military wrestles for influence with the new president. Well, democracy, remember, is the same system we've got here, where we're simply told what to do, and you get groped at the airports and everything else, and all your mail is getting confiscated or read, and yada, yada, yada. That's what they call democracy. Now, it's a slave, you know, master-slave relationship. Big corporations are running the world, and a lot of them just completely private, of course. But it still flogged the democracy bit for the average Joe out there who doesn't know what's really going on, for the mainstream media, the news. So anyway, they're not so dumb as to what's happening in their own countries. Far from it, in fact. Now, in Britain, the sinking with immigration, it's been sinking there for years with immigration that keeps coming in. And there's no secret, because Tony Blair, in his era, told his right-hand man to open the immigration floodgates to bring in as many as they possibly could. In other words, to destroy the culture of Britain forever. That was the main reason that Tony Blair gave for it, and that was mainstream. I'm not making this up. And so he says, a surge in British population expected in the new census results. UK population has grown by more than 3 million in the past 10 years. Census results are expected to show tomorrow. I bet you anything, it's way past that. And it says, the Office for National Statistics will be publishing the first findings from its once-a-decade national headcount based on a survey of all 25 million households. They believe it will show that the population rose to more than 62 million last year from 58.8 million at the time of the last census in 2001. The 11th census will reveal the full impact of Labour's immigration policy during the party's 13 years in power, including the decision to allow Poles and other Eastern Europeans free access to the UK's labour market when the European Union expanded in 2004. Tomorrow's first published findings of the £480 million survey, everything's incredibly expensive when government does things, held on March 27th last year, will include age and gender breakdowns of the population and statistics by council areas, as well as the headline total, be followed later in the year by breakdowns or detailed breakdowns according to ethnicity, nationality and religion. An annual population estimate also compiled by the ONS, but based on a smaller survey, put the UK population at 62.3 million in mid-2010. And then there's a lot of arguments after with so-called specialists, say it's a lot more, etc., and blah, 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 blah. And it will be an awful lot more than what they're telling you. This is interesting, too, this article, because you can remember when I read on the air about the Homeland Security Department ordering 450 million hollow point bullets for pistol caliber, basically. And I put that at the time, and it'll be in the archive section at Cutting Through the Matrix. I'll put this up again tonight, regardless, so you remember it. But now they've gone ahead, and I've got two links to federal business opportunities from the government, and they've ordered massive amounts of .223 caliber Remington enhanced performance ammunition, and even the weaponry to use it. So it says accessibility to information, and this is federal business opportunities, .223 caliber Remington enhanced performance ammunition. They've got a massive, big order in for that. Huge amounts, a lot of cash involved, and also for these new Colts as well, apparently. And it says, this notice of an award of an indefinite delivery, a quantity contract is being posted in accordance with federal acquisition regulation. They mentioned the regulation number, which awards notices for actions exceeding $500,000. This contract will provide the Department of Homeland Security the necessary .223 Remington caliber, 62 to 64 grain enhanced performance ammunition for its duration. The period of performance is a base year with 4 one-year options commencing on 7th to the 12th, 2012. And it gives you the contacting office, etc. I think it's about $10 million worth of the ammo, but they also are ordering the firearms as well. As you got dual receivers for different calibers, special Bolt 901. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Why the boat approached the U.S. refueling ship, USNS Rappahannock. even small boats dwarfed by the size of the U.S. Vessel can still pose a threat. So those killing folk that can get anywhere near it. And these folk are fishing in traditional areas. And in comes these massive warships, and they're trying to keep fishing as always. And they don't realize the different mentality you're dealing with these days, where they want to go and kill you, you know, these folk in the ships. Anyway, this article here is about climate science and shambles. It's the best of times and the worst of times for science. Over the past several years, the world has been a spectator to an alarming meltdown as one serious scandal after another has publicly exposed many of the world's most prestigious scientific organizations, institutions, and publications as being captives of rigid ideologues who employ rigged computer models. And they are rigged. That's what they build them for, the special computer models. Fraudulent evidence, censorship, and intimidation to advance a radical green political agenda and to squelch genuine scientific inquiry and debate. Some of the preeminent scientists involved in promoting global warming alarmism have been disgraced and discredited after being caught in flagrant in unethical and illegal activities. Even before the 2009 ClimateGate Eastmail scandal, many leading scientists who had earlier been true believers in man-made global warming had begun jumping ship and joining the anti-global warming skeptical side. Since then, defections have turned into a veritable flood, making this one of the great untold stories of the major establishment media, which continue to trumpet alarmist propaganda. Well, that's because all the media have their so-called environmental specialists on board with them. They're really just members of the big green parties. Two defections were particularly striking as world leaders and tens of thousands of delegates, NGO activists and journalists gathered in Rio de Janeiro in June for the UN's Rio+20 conference on sustainable development. An interview with the UK Guardian on the eve of the summit, James Lovelock, the British inventor, NASA scientist, author and originator of the Gaia hypothesis, mocked sustainable development as meaningless drivel and said the United Nations makes a mess of everything it gets involved with. In 2006, Lovelock, one of the world's most famous environmental gurus, asserted that due to global warming, billions and billions of us will die, and the few breeding pairs of people that survive will be in the Arctic, where the climate remains tolerable. He now says his predictions were alarmist, and he criticizes his former comrades for having turned environmentalism into a green religion. Lovelock also endorses nuclear power and expanded development of natural gas through the hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. But this ultimate heresy is his withering rejection of so-called renewable energy, especially wind power, as a viable replacement for carbon-based fuels. Since we rush into renewable energy without any thought, says Lovelock, the schemes are largely hopelessly inefficient and unpleasant. He's upset many of his erstwhile green brethren for attacking wind turbines and wind farms as ugly and useless. And then Professor Fritz Van Reholt is another recent green heretic, founding father of Germany's environmental movement, director of one of Europe's largest alternative energy companies. Van Reholt stunned the Greens in February of this year with publication of the climate skeptic book Die Kalte Sonne, The Cold Sun, which scorches the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, run by that little guy from the railroad company, Bachuri. And other alarmists co-authored with noted geologist-paleontologist Dr. Sebastian Luning, the book was published by one of Germany's premier book publishers and amazingly received hugely positive reviews in the major German media. On February the 7th, Germany's leading daily newspaper, Bild, 16 million circulation, devoted a half page to the Van Reholt story under the headline, The CO2 Lie. Renowned team of scientists claim climate catastrophe is fear-mongering by politics. Bild followed up with a series of stories on Van Reholt's defection and the mounting evidence of massive fraud from the climate alarmists. Don't forget, though, that this whole alarmist stuff is to take all your rights away completely and run you in a scientific fashion. That means personally, every single one of you. That's what it's for. That's why they need this. That's why the Club of Rome was given the task to find a way to do it. Take all your rights away, bring in a global society under a very authoritarian system. And they said that global warming, famine, that kind of thing, that would fit the bill. That's from their own writings, their own book. And here the main think tank for the Club of Rome is the main think tank for the United Nations. Now, years and years and years ago, they talked about building up into these mega cities of the future. And there'll be different mega cities. There'll be high-tech mega cities for the wealthy elite, the ones that they deem essential to the future of society, for their own society. And then there's the present mega cities, amalgamated cities, they call them super cities, that have amalgamated smaller cities all together into big ones. And that's to be the future slums as we all die off up until the year 2050 or whatever, with the various predictions that they have. Anyway, it's Agenda 21, dense mega cities of the future are already underway. And it says, a few months ago, scientists were calling for the human population to move into more closely tight-knit cities. Michael Frakaius, chief scientist for the UIN's Planet Under Pressure, wants populations to be confined to mega cities, locked up so they're easily controlled and mitigate further population growth. Frakaius says if cities can develop in height rather than in width, that would be much more preferable and environmentally not as harmful. According to the Globalist America 2050, metropolitan regions will be an interlocking economic system, shared natural resources and ecosystems, and common transportation systems link these population centers together. That's all under Agenda 21, as you well know. The agenda for the 21st century from the United Nations, no private vehicles and so on. The mega regions are defined as environmental systems and topography, infrastructure systems, economic linkages, settlement patterns and land use, shared culture and history. So they're doing that already. They're destroying histories. I mentioned that last week, how they're destroying whole parts and chunks of histories because we can't have this. Remember John Dewey, way back in the 1920s, talked about this. Eventually they'll destroy all histories. And once they've got this multicultural society, we could get brand new history. And we'll be happy-smelling little morons. Under Agenda 21, policymakers, businesses and community leaders will be used to enact changes to city structures, including controlling public water allocation and distribution. That's a member, food and water is a weapon. Coordinating transportation of goods from one mega region to another, installing high-speed railing systems and approved eco-conscious transportation modes to mitigate CO2 emissions, protection of biodiversity by restricting human effects to nature, implementing tough economic and development strategies to make multi-use purposes in land distribution. Global integration zones will link regions to one another through specially designed transportation systems. So this does fall in with the Ministry of Defence from Britain in the 2008 scenario of the future, when Benny talked about all of this too. And these big cities with the ordinary folk in it will just turn into slums and be policed until they're all dead and died off. And then the future elites will live in their mega cities, high tech ones, very clean and not crowded together, of course. So I'll put this link up tonight as well for those who want to peruse it. It's amazing too, but I think nothing's amazing anymore. You cannot be shocked by anything, actually. And nothing, literally. But you've got populations eating each other. I mean, you really can't get shocked with anything anymore. It's just all over and done with. Because we've been debased and conquered. That's what you've got to do to conquer people, is debase them, bring them down to, you know, you can't even say animals. Animals don't behave this way. But his auditors say billions likely wasted in Iraq work. Billions. They just can't find where it all went. And no one's really trying to. After years of following the paper trail of $51 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars provided to rebuild a broken Iraq, the U.S. government can say with certainty that too much was wasted, but it can't say how much. Can you imagine when you get your tax bills and you can't make everything match and they're down like a ton of bricks? But when it comes to them, oh, no, well, we just don't know where it went, and that's just too bad. Now, what it called the final audit report, the Office of the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction Funds on Friday spelled out a range of accounting weaknesses that put billions of American taxpayer dollars at risk of waste and misappropriation in the largest reconstruction project of its kind in U.S. history. The precise amount lost to fraud and waste can never be known. That's the way they like it, though. It can never be known. They found huge problems accounting for the huge sums. One small example of failure stood out. A contractor got away with charging $80 for a pipe fitting that its competitor was selling for $1.41. That's fairly common. This is why the company's billing documents were reviewed sloppily by U.S. contracting officers or were not reviewed at all. They're all on the take, folks. That's what's wrong with the people who do the reviewing, for those who can't figure it out. It's always been that way, though. it goes on with a lot of money that's just gone missing. It's quite a fairly long article. I'll put this up as well. Because after all, it's just laissez-faire, you know, standard today. Now, Britain, the British people and the European peoples didn't want the GM food industry coming in. And it's interesting, when Tony Blair was in power, and he was trying to pass it by himself, basically, for all British peoples, but at the same time he made exemptions for the elite places, even the big, they call it a cafeteria for the parliamentarians, it's like the Ritz Hotel. But he says they'll be exempt from, they wouldn't eat that, they get organic stuff for them. They won't eat the stuff they're forcing on you. But now that they're under Europe, the European group, the European Parliament is utterly corrupt, of course, and all completely New World Order. They've demanded that Germany and Britain and other countries start using the GM crops. And people have no say in it at all. Actually, it's up to them if they want say in it. They've got to do something, you've got to say in it. But Bill Gates, you know, the big philanthropist, they create these fake geniuses to be presented to the public, and then they suddenly become the philanthropists, and suddenly they're on board with all the same agenda they've been on board with all these years, you know, sterilizing women across the third world, bringing down the population through poisons and cancers and all the rest of it. But Bill Gates donates £6.4 million grant to British scientists for GM crops, and one of the largest single investments to the project. So they've won a £6.4 million grant from Microsoft, billionaire Bill Gates, to develop genetically modified crops. Mind you, he'll get a lot more back than his little donation there. Believe that, too. The Gates Foundation's donation is one of the largest single investments to the GM project in the UK. The John Innes Centre in Norwich will use the fund to cultivate corn, wheat and rice capable of taking nitrogen from the air, meaning they need little or no fertilisers. They can get it from the air. Actually, this idea is old, and you'll find that great stories on the characters that just happen to find this way of getting nitrogen from the air just in time to make explosives for World War One. Quite fascinating who they actually were. Anyway, they're going forward with all this, and the public have no say at all. And in actual fact, we've never had any say. They could have even kept us all quiet from most of the public, except the farmers tend to talk and it would slip out. Otherwise, you never heard the fact you're getting fed poisons. And the police minister, Nick Herbert, announces criminal justice plans from the BBC News. Criminals could be dealt with in days or hours under plans to introduce swift, ensure justice, and flexible court hours. What's all this about? It's the wait for the next riots to come about. But this is why they're doing this. No juries, nothing. And just back to the Middle Ages, where the magistrates will just hear your case for 2 minutes, and down goes the hammer, and away you go. So it's all to do, and they actually say that it will actually help for the next riots that come along. Police Minister Nick Herbert has published a white paper proposing more court video links and tougher community sentences in England and Wales. And it says he denied it was a gesture politics and told BBC's Radio 4 Today programme the whole point of these reforms to ensure swift and sure justice is about putting the victims first, like they've ever cared about victims in Britain. Eh? There's no need for unnecessary delay in our criminal justice system. So, as I say, it's really for the riots that are coming up, so they can just run through them, because expect more and more flash mobs, riots, etc., which they talked about in 2008. Another thing that's not surprising at all is to do with genetics and the mating up of the male and the female for the genetic capabilities. Scientists predict eugenic society will be here and established. It's already established, we know that, but this is the first time I've mentioned to the public. Gene tests to determine, they call it lovers' compatibility. They won't have lovers, it's just a contract with them, really, at that level. It seems we'd be heading into a new era of eugenics in the future. Instead of choosing to settle with partners we love, we may be choosing them based on the compatibility of our genes. It seems we may be heading this new era of eugenics in the future. It says Professor Armand Leroy of Imperial College London predicts that the ever-declining cost of DNA testing means we may be heading towards a society that's based on genetic superiority. And it says we're heading into a new era of eugenics. And it says it seems we may be heading into the... It says it over and over again, by the way, these papers are terrible. society will embrace genetic superiority and people will pick their partners based on genes. And a 1997 sci-fi film, Gattaca, I've mentioned that hundreds of times in the past. It's about how a genetically inferior man living in a future society driven by liberal eugenics, where babies are designed to have the best traits of their parents, takes on the identity of another genetically superior man in order to pursue his lifelong dream of space travel. It seems we'd be heading into a new era, and it says society will definitely embrace genetic superiority and so on and so on. Well, it's already here. This is like a get-ready kind of story. You'll see a lot more of them in the next few weeks. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. We're back, and this article follows with the last one. It's the same, about the same topic, the same people. It says that Leroy told the European of the Euroscience Open Forum 2012 in Dublin expects that in 5 to 10 years it will become standard practice for young people to pay to access their entire genetic code, according to the Telegraph. Naturally, the future generation's desire to have a healthy baby will then lead them to request access to view the genetic blueprint of any prospective long-term partner. He told researchers attending the major science conference in Dublin that with information, future couples could then use the IVF to weed out offspring with incurable diseases. Don't forget that not having the proper IQ will eventually be an incurable disease. I'm not kidding about that. It's already happening. They're aborting, whether with a claim of Down syndrome, and often they don't have it at all. I've even read articles on that where they didn't even have these. Half their tests are false positives. Anyway, it says, however, he added that it's unlikely that people have the luxury of using the technology to design babies by intellect or eye color, but it will instead focus on stopping genetic diseases. Speaking in a session titled I, Human, Our New Scientific Discoveries Challenging Our Identity as a Species, Leroy said, the cost of genetic sequencing has been falling so quickly, it's soon going to become very accessible very, very soon. He gave the example and said that the price of sequencing a person has fallen from $1 billion more than a decade ago to about $4,000 at present. He noted that in some ways eugenics are already here, with tens of thousands of babies with Down syndrome and other illnesses being aborted every year. They see that as a success story, by the way. These processes are very well established in most European countries. He told the conference on Thursday, many of the ethical problems that people raise when they speak of eugenics are nothing once you offer gene selection or mate selection as a eugenic tool. We're actually beginning to identify the genes that make a human. Well, depends whose definition you're using, right? The search for an essence is a 2,000-year-old myth. What we are left with is a sense of capacity and the role of genes in the way they give us these things, he added. And certain genome sequencing will be available on the National Health Service, UK Health Centre, services within our lifetimes. It's going to be very, very accessible very soon. Well, that's what the elite have always been pushing for, too. And they'll use it like every other excuse that they have. They'll say it's not an ideal, precise science, and it'll be as bogus as the Green Revolution and global warming. Danish neurobiologist Lone Frank predicts that some countries will embrace the idea more than others. And it says, Philippa Taylor of the Christian Medical Fellowship said that society must recognize and resist eugenic mindset and the usual things, in other words, what folks say about it, and you expect them to say what they say, right? And it says, our priority should be to develop treatments and supportive measures for those with genetic disease, not to search them out and destroy them before birth. Don't forget, allergies are also put in there with genetic diseases. You get aborted if you've got a case of the sniffles or your dad had or something. I'm not kidding, folks. See, life is cheap now because we have no morality. We have no... Nothing shocks anybody anymore. They're winning all the time. You understand, there is no opposition to this because everyone is adapting to the system day by day, month by month. They adapt to everything. And they don't even realize they're adapting because it's not even a conscious thing that they go through. They just adapt. And so, are we really human after all? What is it to be human? Define humanity today with humanity 50, 60 years ago. You'd be kind of shocked if you can get that far. From Hamish Massey from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's soul.